Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here in yet this other episode of Quantum Conversations. Today, I am back with a beautiful scientist, Boris Aronovich, and an inventor who works with quantum health tools. Annette Graykobe is here to share the wisdom that Boris brings forth, and I want to welcome them both back to the show as we talk about their latest product. Hi, Boris. Hello, Annette.
Hi, Loren.
Hello, Loren. Hello, listeners. Thank you, Loren, for having invited us back to your popular show. Today, we learn all about this most effective and the fastest way to rewire your brain for health and success. Annette will be telling you all about my latest creation, the health school for a long life. I will be here in the background, as usually, to answer any question. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Boris.
Yes.
and thank you, Laura, for having us back on your show. It's such a great pleasure, and we're so, so happy and grateful.
And we just want to say that the tools, and you've got products and programs, and all of the programs and tools are quite popular with our audience. It really is groundbreaking research. It's ancient and new, and it's based on the many years of research that Boris has contributed. So this program, can you start with telling us what this new program is all about and why you intend to bring this forward now?
Thank you for that question. That's a great place to start. As we have told your listeners on your previous shows, we talked about the Tibetan healing miracle, and we had, you know, so many people hopping onto that program and using it because it's a very effective mentally focused program. But then, you know, Boris, he wants to develop his methods, and he wants to be them to be even more easy and even more fun to use, and he constantly wants to reach more people. So, because, you know, the background is that both me and Boris, our true passion is to empower people and empower people as many as possible to take charge of their health on their own. So, and I think, you know, today it has, you know, this has never been more important than today, because we have so many health challenges, you know. I don't have to even mention them. But we are also, you know, we're also entering a new world. And in this new world, we really need to use our power, you know, to help ourselves and be of service to others. So, but, you know, if in order to do so, we first need to empower ourselves, and having the knowledge and the tools to restore our health, you know, must come first before we can be of benefit to others. So the exercises in this new program, the Health School for a Longer Life, they're even easier to apply and even more fun to do, because we wanted to reach out to an even larger audience, and also to those people who might not be used to dedicate, you know, a lot of time to their health and rejuvenation. So it's a program created for everyone who wants to prevent and also get rid of health problems and initiate rejuvenation. So this course is all about improving and restoring the flow in the fluids of all your inner organs and body parts, that is in the blood circulation, in the lymph circulation, and in the intercellular fluids, which is maybe the most important. And because when we can maintain the flow in the body's fluids, we can also make sure it's much easier for the body to get rid of health issues and stop the aging processes, and also enabling rejuvenation. Because if the flow is there, it will eliminate stagnations and inflammations. And stagnation and inflammation is the original cause of almost every problem and disease. So that's why we created this program. Also because Boris, he has a very big heart, and, you know, he has a very sincere interest in helping people to take care of their health on their own. But we wanted to amp it up a bit. So Boris came up with a new feature, which we are going to be talking about a bit later, which makes this new program incredibly effective and very fast. And the way he does this, you know, the way he gets new information is he has a process. So this new information came to him directly from the universe, and like, you know, the next step. So, but, you know, in order to receive new information like he does, you already need to have knowledge. And this goes for all of us, you know. Somewhere in a very famous book, it says, it will be given to those who have. So having knowledge is very important. So I think that was a very long answer to your short question.
Well, beautiful. Yes, now is a beautiful time for people to take better care of their health. And I think that the outer world is really offering us that opportunity to do it. It's happening naturally. People are also going inward more at this time and really doing the inner work. And I would like to see if that's what this Health School for a Longer Life is about. Does it deal with like the programs and the beliefs that we have that are in the way, and it brings us the tools that bring us the peace?
Yeah. So it's this new modality then. It combines the mental techniques, because we always have to work on our programming. And it combines mental techniques, you know, with breath and music. And this enables a very firm contact with your organs and body parts and systems. And also, as you asked, you know, about our belief system, how we react to certain situation, how we deal with stuff, because everything, you know, has a program in the subconscious. So we can address anything with this new program. Mainly we are working on the physical body, but we can work on the psyche, emotions, you know, anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we will be talking about the importance of this, of changing your brain patterns, and how you can learn how to do this so you can have health and you can become younger. And I will also show you a very short exercise where you can actually check your current health level. And also, you know, when we talk about all these things, you have to remember that it's never, ever too late to start restoring your body back to health and youth. It's just never too late.
Never too late.
Never too late.
Yeah, no matter, you know, the circumstance. That's beautiful.
No.
All right, so Now, you mentioned, I know we're going to go deep into more about what this is about, but you said that Boris used a process to get the information. He got this information from the universe. Mm-hmm. Is that part of this program as well, or?
It's actually part of the program. Yeah, it will teach you how to do that. Yeah, so that's an additional benefit. And I should have mentioned that because it's a nice thing to know how to do, how you can actually draw into your life that which you want. So, yes.
Manifestation.
Yes,
excellent. All right, so Boris mentioned that this is how we can revive our brain for health and success. Can you share a little bit more about what that is, what's going on here?
Well, the basis for being for succeeding in rewiring our brain has to do with something called practice. You know, if you want to become proficient in golf, you need to practice. If you want to run faster, you need to practice. If you want to become a skilled piano player, you need to practice. So everything, absolutely everything that you want to improve on or achieve requires practice. So practice, you know, that's nothing else but repeated action. So when we know this, we can improve all areas in our life. You know, we can become stronger, faster, more flexible. We can become wiser. So we need to understand, and this is the underlying basis for this program also, that we have to understand that each and every function in the body and every time we react to something, everything we do, everything we believe, and every function in the body, every illness, every health, everything has a reflection in the brain in the form of a neural network. And this network is built via connections between neurons, which form a pattern that reflects that specific condition of functions in the body. So, for example, if you practice regularly, for example, with a basketball, you will improve your skills within a month by 50 to 60%, studies tells us. And another scientific study show that if you practice mentally by hitting the basket with your ball, you're creating the same neural network as if you would have been doing this physically, and the result will be 85% as good. And there are also other studies that show this phenomena, how it works, you know, how we can have visualization of a physical action that will produce similar results as the actual physical action would have done. So another example can be, for example, as I mentioned, you know, all our organs and the functions in our body have their own networks of neurons in the brain. And these networks, they reflect the functional state of the organs. So let's say you have a very well-functioning stomach, and then this will be reflected in the neural network that belongs to the stomach. But if you get a disease in the stomach, the network of neurons will change and then reflect the diseased condition. And if you at the same time, you know, you worry about your worsened intestinal condition, you're enforcing the weakness and you're making the condition even worse. And this is also visualization, you know, but not one to your benefit, really. So this is the underlying idea behind or of the program. Lauren, are you there?
Thank you.
Hello.
Working through some technical difficulties.
Okay.
thank you for that. So this is the Health School for Life. It is how we can really return the flow of fluids in our body, and it uses mental techniques with breath and music. So share once more again that why Boris is bringing this. We kind of need you to repeat. Why this program now?
Well, now, because it's really time of empowerment, isn't it? I mean, and if you really want to be of service in the world, if you want to be happy on your own, and if you want to do something good in life, you need to have your health and balance back. So your health is the prerequisite, really, for anything else good happening in your world. So that's why we think it's especially important these days to really help people, empower them to take charge of their health by understanding very simple processes the body has in order to restore itself, because we are not healing the body. The body is healing itself, but it needs a certain preconditions to do so. It needs the flow in the fluids back, in the lymph and the blood, in the intracellular fluids. It needs to have healthy brain patterns, neural networks that really reflect health, rejuvenation, and success. And if you can do that today, I think it would be so amazingly beneficial both for yourself and your surrounding. I mean, empowerment is key, isn't it? And you need to be strong and healthy in order to really be of service and have a happy life.
Yes. So tell us about this program now. This is a new program. Mm-hmm. It's based on the Tibetan healing miracle as well, but it's slightly different. So what is the difference between this one? Yes.
It is different because we are adding two components. We're adding the breath, and we are adding a specific feature, which is the new invention of Boris, which I will be mentioning very shortly, but it's called the Mental Allegro. And I thought maybe now would be a good time, before I go into the different four or five parts of the program, just to show people how powerful they are.
Yes. You called it the Mental Allegra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I will be talking about the Mental Allegra a bit later. Mm-hmm. But if you're ready, and if the audience, the listeners are ready, maybe we should do just a very short exercise to let you show how powerful your own thoughts are. Are you on board? Yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. So I'll just explain very briefly beforehand what we're going to be doing. So we're going to be focusing on our hands. We're going to hold our breath, and we're going to do this three times. And while we are holding our breath, we are going to think about how the blood circulation in the hands is increasing. So that is just the summary of it. And now we're going to do the exercise, and we're going to do it three times. So we relax, and we focus on our both hands, and we take a deep breath. We inhale, and we hold the breath for as long as it's comfortable. And at the same time, now think about how the blood circulation in your hands is increasing. Focus on your hands. Really see your blood circulation moving faster, becoming warm. Circulation is improving greatly. You have a fantastic circulation in your hands. And exhale. And we'll do this again. Inhale and hold your breath for as long as it is comfortable. And at the same time, think about how the blood circulation is increasing in your hands. It's really increasing. Oh, it's strong. The circulation in your hands is really flowing. It's really strong. It's increasing. It's increasing a lot. And exhale. And now we take another inhale. Inhale. And hold your breath for as long as it's comfortable. And at the same time, think about how your blood circulation in the hands is increasing. It's really increasing now. The hands are getting really warm. See in your inner eye how the blood circulation is increasing. Increasing, it's increasing in your hands. And exhale. so. That was that simple exercise. Can you tell me, did you have any sensation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That is really wild. That's a beautiful awareness. And, you know, it really reveals the power of the visualization. That's the mental technique.
Exactly. That's part of what we are teaching in the program. It's just a snippet. It's just a small part. But it's important to understand that your visualization and the power of your thought and focus can have some dramatic effect on your body. So it's very powerful when you do this together with the animation and the music, because it really adds a lot to the exercises we're doing. But now when we have increased the flow in our hands, what has happened is that stagnations begin to be removed, inflammation is stopped, you know, and those things, as I mentioned before, are often the precursors to disease. So we always have to understand how important it is to remove stagnation. So that is one very important aspect of this program, what we are doing. And before I go on, I just wanted to mention the medical disclaimer. Is that we do not offer medical or psychological advice, guidance, or treatment. If you have a medical condition, see your physician or a licensed practitioner. What we are talking about is how you can restore the flow in the body's fluids and the neural networks in the brain so that the body itself can do the healing, restoration, and the rejuvenation on its own. So that's what we're talking about. And you asked about what the program contains. So there are 4 + 1 key ingredients. So we talked a little bit about the visualization. And, you know, we have regular visualization when you visualize an organ or body part or anything in the body. And, I mean, you can visualize anything, even your hormones or peptides, your DNA or molecules. But in order to make the visualization really powerful and effective and actually initiate bodily processes, you need to have a strong access to the subconscious and to use emotions to empower your thoughts and your mental pictures. So what Boris has done is that he has created something called energetic visualization, which builds on visualizing something while simultaneously holding your breath and listening to specific music. And now when we did this very short exercise where we improve the flow in our hands, I think it's a good maybe idea to talk a little bit why it's so important to hold your breath, because that is, you know, also one important part of this program is holding your breath. So what happens in your body when you hold your breath? Well, it increases the carbon dioxide level and the oxygen uptake. And as you know, many, many people today, they hyperventilate because they're so stressed. And when you're hyperventilating, you are exhaling too much carbon dioxide. And that is important. I mean, you need to have sufficient carbon dioxide in order to have a good oxygen absorption, a good blood viscosity, and other things. So when we hold our breath, we're also improving the neuron connections. That is that they begin to connect better. And we know that when we have better connections, we become wiser. And I think most of us know that when we want to remember something or trying to figure something out, we hold our breath, right? At least I do. So, you know, when you focus on something, you simultaneously hold your breath, because this enables a better connection between neurons. So that's why when you're visualizing something and simultaneously holding your breath, your concentration ability improves greatly. Yeah. And that's also why it's really easier to establish contact with your inner organs and body parts. So holding your breath can be very helpful. Boris also told me one of the best things, well, it's not a medical recommendation, but if you are having heart issues, one thing that could be good to do is actually hold your breath a bit longer, because you're then oxygenizing better. So holding your breath means that you're oxygenizing your body more. And that is quite interesting, because the level of your oxygen uptake is reflecting on the level of your health. So you can, this is one way of measuring your health level, is to measure how good your oxygen uptake is. Isn't that interesting? So the longer you're able to hold your breath, the healthier you are in practice.
Yes.
So should we do a little more exercise, another exercise, just to...
Are we going to hold our breath? I know people are holding their breath right now.
Yeah, we're going to hold our breath. Now, I thought it could be interesting to see, for you can see for yourself. And you can do this exercise for yourself also before you start the program. And then again, after you finish the program, and you will see a dramatic increase in your ability to hold your breath. That is, the health level has increased quite a lot. So what we are going to do in order to measure our health level in this way, we are going to take a deep breath in, and then we're going to exhale fully, and then we're going to hold the breath. And I'm just, you know, explaining now. And immediately after the exhale, we're going to start counting the number of seconds that you are able to hold your breath. And I will count for you. So we will go from 1 to 60, and we'll see how many seconds you can hold your breath. And then afterwards, I'll tell you your health status. So.
All right.
All righty. So let's take a big, deep breath in. And then exhale fully. And then hold your breath after exhale. And I'm counting 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15, 20, 25. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55. And 60. Thank you. So, let's find out. Maybe your listeners would like to also let us know for how long they could hold their breath. How long did you have to hold your breath, Laura?
I'm embarrassed to say, oh my God, 32 seconds.
Well, that's quite normal. It's quite normal. If you managed to hold your breath for 60 seconds, you're in perfect health.
Yeah.
And this is actually something people do when they begin the course. They're usually around somewhere between 25 and 30. After the course, they manage to hold for 60 seconds. And that also shows you that your general health condition has improved greatly, because you're able to oxygenize your body much better. So that was 60 seconds, but did you manage 50 seconds, then your health status is okay. But if you're under 40 seconds, you definitely need to take some healthy actions. So that is just one way of measuring your health, is to see how well you are able to oxygenize your body, which you do when you're holding your breath.
Wow. I know there's a lot of research to back all of this up, and they've even done studies with people who go in the water and hold their breath in the water, and what's happening there, right, with the body. Wow, that is fascinating. Very fascinating.
And they are super strong, these people who do that. They're really, really, really very powerful. They're very strong people. I have very healthy bodies. So that's also, you know, when you use the tools we have, that could happen. But this is a very easy way when you're using the program to learn how to oxygenize your cells in an easy way, because you're always holding your breath as long as it is comfortable. But you will notice with time that it, longer and longer time will be more and more comfortable. So it happens automatically, softly, the way you feel comfortable with it. So this is what the exercise, one of the benefits the exercises have. And so we talked about holding the breath, we talked about visualization, and the third item of the program is music and animations, because we use special music. We use classical music because this has been scientifically proven to increase energy levels. And then we have animations to make the exercises easy to learn and also effective. People are telling us that they are actually, just by watching the animations, because, you know, they are energized, and they can actually feel how it is affecting, for example, their spine very immediately. So they're quite effective, these animations, and together with the music. And then we add emotions. So emotion is the fourth part of the program. And we know that visualization, that is mental work. And the more emotions we add to our thoughts and our mental work, the stronger they become. So we add emotions to our thoughts. And when we do this, we are energizing our thoughts. And it's not so difficult to do. Let's say you maybe you're not in the happiest mood when you want to do the exercises. So what you do then, just go back in time and find a happy memory from the past, and remember those emotions and use them. So we have these four different aspects: the visualization, holding the breath, the music and animations, and the emotions. And to that, we are adding the mental allegro. And this is a plus one part of the program. And it's absolutely unique. It has never been presented in any program before. It's unique to the Health School for a Longer Life. And it's one of the major techniques in this program, because it enables practice and exercise for the entire body in only 1 minute. In 1 minute, and you've repeated a couple of times during the day, and that makes the improvements in the body more efficient, and it also helps create results quicker. So it's a unique method, which is an important part of the program, which guarantees that your health practices become very effective. It really, really opens up entirely new potential for human health and rejuvenation, because it helps you, you know, to work with the whole course in only 1 single minute. And this is, you know, so easy that we think that the whole world should be able to do this. It takes 1 minute. But
beautiful.
The question is, how is this even possible? You know, it sounds almost not true. You know,
and it's so beautiful too, because it's pretty simple. How empowering to use these tools. I love the four elements. So please continue. How does it work?
Well, it does work in 1 single minute because of one thing, because our subconscious absorbs information many thousands times faster than the conscious mind. So our subconscious absorbs information from our environment in the speed of 11 million bits per second. But our conscious mind absorbs information with a speed of only 40 bits per second. So then you can understand that the absorption of information happens, and I did a calculation on this, 275,000 times faster with the subconscious than the conscious mind. So the information goes in immediately. It's just, you know, enough to quickly look at something for the subconscious to remember it. And that is the underlying principle of the mental allegro. That's why it works. We're using this, the subconscious ability to absorb information so fast.
Yeah, there's something there, the subconscious. You're accessing it. Other people have called it, you know, it is connected to the universal self, the higher self. And the breath that gets you there, there's something that the breath connects to that subconscious, and that's the power. That's that strong access that you're creating to the unconscious mind. We have a question from our audience. Now, when you were doing that technique and holding the breath, you were holding the breath out of the body, right? It makes a difference.
What do you mean, out of the body?
So that when we were holding the breath, we were holding the breath after we exhaled. So we weren't breathing back in, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So we inhale and then we exhale, and then after that we hold the breath after the exhale. In the previous exercise, we did the inhale and held our breath immediately after the inhale. In the second exercise, we held our breath after the exhale.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good clarification, so people maybe understand that it was just a different way of holding your breath. First we did after the inhale, then we did after the exhale.
All right. Really helping the body take in more oxygen. So, I mean, technically we can see what's happening as we're holding our breath and the oxygen in the bloodstream is being taken up. And what we want to do, go ahead, explain that a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Because when we are holding our breath, we are not wasting carbon dioxide. We are using the already existing oxygen in the body. So the body is able to absorb the already existing oxygen in the body. There's a major concept in the world that people think that the more we breathe, the better. But if you inhale a lot of oxygen, you're also creating a lot of waste products because the body's not able to absorb all the oxygen that's being inhaled. But we can learn to inhale less oxygen, and it's actually healthier for the body to hold. I mean, if you're able to hold your breath when you do the exercises, you will feel the physical benefits of this, because when you're oxygenizing yourself, you're also energizing your body. So it's just a matter of using the already existing oxygen in the body so that it can be absorbed instead of becoming waste products.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. And so then there's something where there's a reaction when we get to that point where we want to suck in air because you can't do it. There's something there. Do you know much about that reaction, that automatic? I mean, that's what we're working to extend, is that.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, you know, also when we are learning to take fewer breaths, which we are when we are using our Smart Breathe device, which we have presented on your show many times, it teaches the brain to take fewer breaths per minute. And that saves the heartbeat because, you know, the slower the heartbeat, the longer that you can live, according to some studies. So it saves the heart. It may prolong your life if you learn to take fewer breaths per minute. So it's a healthy thing to do, to learn how to breathe fewer breaths per minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we're kind of taught not to hold our breath. Right, in some areas. I mean, I know that in meditation we do go into that. But when we see that when we're in fear or something, but we are holding our breath, so there's that thing where you don't hold your breath, but you're actually showing how the body responds with that carbon dioxide and the oxygen. All right. Well, what do you say about, oh my goodness, what would Boris say about going out and exercising so much and just, you know, running? And we can still go out and run and move oxygen, but the difference is that we're really expanding the uptake of oxygen. So, you know, there are some who say breathe through the nose.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you always inhale through the nose and you exhale through the mouth when you use a smart breath. But the nose is for breathing, the mouth is for eating. And regarding exercise, I think that's a great question, because a lot of people think it's really healthy to exercise a lot. Boris says, exercise is wonderful, but in moderation. One of the best exercises for the body, according to Boris, is actually just walking. Go for a long walk. It's really healthy for you. It's calm. It gets, you know, the circulation going. It's pleasant. You get your fresh air, everything. So don't overdo exercise. Moderate exercise is wonderful. But also with this program, you can do exercises. For example, if you want to build muscle mass, you will be able to do so just with a program without going out running. That is the power of your mind. Don't forget, we're talking about mental work here. So the power of your mind can create the same neural network as a physical exercise would do. And most people don't understand this, but we can really, you can lie in bed and visualize and do the programs, exercises for building muscle mass. And you will be building muscle mass because you are changing the neural networks in the brain corresponding to muscle mass. That is how fascinating this is. You can actually do it in your head. But moderate exercise is wonderful. Just according to Boris, don't overdo it, because it just, you know, wears out the body. Too soon if you overdo things. So moderation is the golden rule.
Balance. Well, this is interesting, because you're totally rewiring your brain with these exercises. So let's talk a little bit about the different aspects of the special offer that you've got. This is the program, the Health School for a Longer Life, and there's different modules for people to select from.
Yeah, sure. We can do that. There's a lot more I could say about the program too, but we can do that. But just remember that the exercises and the modules, they are going to affect your subconscious, because that's where we have to go in order to make changes happen. And this is why we use the Mental Allegro. And so what we're doing is... I can just also mention, when we're talking about the Mental Allegro, before we go into the modules, maybe, that there is a prerequisite for the Mental Allegro to work. And that is that this single minute exercise, it only works if you've done the exercises in the course for at least a couple of times before, and the more times the better. Because we need to do them as a regular exercise beforehand, so that the brain recognizes the exercises. So you begin by starting to learn all the exercises in the course, in the video course, and you get the videos and you get the PDFs, and you do them once or twice a day for a month or so, if you want to do a month. Some people do shorter, some longer. And then when you've done that, when you've taught your brain how the exercises are performed, you download the Mental Allegro to your phone, and then you just watch the Mental Allegro alone, no course or computer necessary. Just watch the Mental Allegro a couple of times a day on your phone for 1 minute at a time. And this allows the subconscious to build on the patterns you have already begun to create. So the Mental Allegro not only strengthens the neural networks faster, it also makes the whole process much more effective. So that's just about the Mental Allegro, how important it is and how easy it is to use this program. So, but you need to do it on a daily basis. So what happens then in the body when you do this, that is, we talked about, you know, increasing the circulation in the blood and the lymph and the energy anywhere in the body. And when we do this, the body is able to heal and start rejuvenating itself. And the functions begin to work better, and everything is becoming more synchronized, and you will feel, you know, you will feel more peaceful, more harmonious. You will get better sleep, feel stronger, become more resilient, gain better concentration, and you will be able to strengthen the immune system to stop aging processes. And you can work specifically with an organ or tissue to remove stagnations, or you can correct your hormonal status or balance your nervous system and create more energy anywhere in the body. And as we mentioned, you know, that's so important for the body to have the fluids flowing. And also, I need to mention this because this is important. What happens is when we are using the program and the exercises and the mental allegro is that when the flow is restored in the fluids, then the body is able to detox efficiently. So the exercises help the body to detox, to remove waste products and toxins on a regular basis. And many people, you know, they fast and they do temporary detoxing like juicing or other methods, but they don't really work on the long term because the body needs constant detoxing. And this is one of the great advantages, you know, of this health school for a longer life is that it supports the body's own continuous detoxing processes. That is the first thing that happens, you know, when the body wants to start restoring itself, it starts to detox. So when you use these exercises, you're helping the body to detox all the time. And that is very important. But you're also, you know, not only detoxing, you're really helping yourself to have very healthy daily routines, which can really improve on your body and your psyche and on your work and relations, because we are targeting, you know, the neural networks that are corresponding to how you affect to certain things. So we have then this wonderful program. Yeah. And do you want to talk about the five modules, what they consist of?
Yes, sure. That would be great. Again, it's fascinating that this is targeting the neural network. We're literally changing our brains, and this is so empowering when we reclaim our health. And it's not through drugs. We're doing this with tools and techniques. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So then, yeah, the modules that you've got, these are, you know, individual or all together that people can access these?
Well, this time they are all together because in the last module, you will be using the mental allegro, and this is the part that really combines all the modules and all the exercises in 1 minute. So this time we're offering the program, all the five modules as one option, and they will cover all the important physical body parts, emotional and mental states of a human being, you know, and any area in your life that you want to improve, because you are able to do so when you become aware and that you when you know that you are able to reprogram your neural patterns. So it teaches you to do all these things in an easy, fun way via the breath, animations, music, visualization, applying emotions, and the mental allegro. So we have five modules. The first module, you will learn why and how the exercises work, and you will work with your immune system. You will learn how to strengthen your immune system, and this is very important today. The second module, you will learn how to strengthen and improve your nervous system and also to detox your body. The third module contains information on how you can improve your hormone system, your lungs, and building muscle mass. In the fourth module, you will learn about how you can improve on allergies, your metabolism, how you can eliminate fear and stress. And in the fifth and last module, you will learn of the power of spirit. You will learn how to get rid of insomnia and how you can use these exercises for cosmetic purposes, for your beautification. So it contains a lot, and you will also learn a lot about how the body is interconnected and about the major systems, how they work and why they work. So it gives you a lot of information and fun, easy exercises to do.
Beautiful. We've got some comments of people who've worked with this, and I mean, it helps everything from sleep to again, the oxygen uptake, that's really important. And then general overall improvements in their body's pH. And so this is remarkable.
Because that's usually very difficult to change. But you can change almost anything. Yeah, because also the pH level in your body has a corresponding network in your brain. I mean, people have reduced their IBS symptoms. They have improved on their asthma, has diminished. They have better control over their thoughts. You know, no more negative thinking. That was one comment from Hans-Erik Larsson. And another woman, Karin, she says she took part in the health school with great commitment as she took the Tibetan Healing Miracle course last year and had great success with it. And now she's combining both courses, which has created an entirely new dimension for her. And she feels how stagnations are releasing from her body and that everything flows very well within. And after each exercise, she feels very happy and much lighter. So, we have, and you know, the testimonials we're talking about now came from people who did the Swedish webinar series, and it came to us, these testimonials came to us immediately after finishing the series, because this is how fast you can actually see improvements. But on the long term, because we are also looking on the long term how to work with this, is that you will have a more balanced and a stronger body on the long term, but you will also get very fast improvements. One lady, her name is Liselette Hjort, she said, as my body has been very imbalanced due to severe stress, so-called chronic diseases have developed. Therefore, I do the exercises regularly every day. I know this is correct path forward in order to attain health and success on all levels. She now has a stronger contact with her inner self, allowing her to easier attract what she needs from the universe. She sees opportunities and have a greater trust in a positive future. And she's been able to set goals for herself. And she's no longer as affected by her environment as she used to be. She feels stronger. She's listening more to her own voice than others, and she's no longer a victim to circumstances. So you can understand how interesting this program is. It not only works directly on your body, but it has so many other more, you know, intangible effects on you, how you can improve the way you look upon life, how you feel in the morning, you know. So it's very, very wide in its aspects or effects or, you know.
It's very holistic. It's very all
in. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for, yeah.
Well, it's beautiful because all five of those modules then, they come with the videos and five PDF texts. Mm-hmm. What's incredible is, again, it's like 1 minute a day. 1 minute.
Yes.
Well, you could do it more than one time a day, right? But 1 minute, in 1 minute.
Yes, 1 minute. I actually recommend it to watch the Mental Allegory a couple of times a day. So just to reiterate, to repeat the sequences, how you work with the program. So first you learn the exercises, and you can take one module a week, go through one module a week. And then when you've done that, maybe you can do each exercise a couple of times or more if you want to. But then you have taught the brain what to do. The next step is just to download the Mental Allegro to your phone and watch the Mental Allegro for 1 minute a few times a day. And after that, we have the third and the last stage, is that you have now optimized your subconscious. It knows exactly what to do. So you do no longer need your phone or your computer. You can just lie in bed at night, going through all the exercises in just a few minutes. Boris does it in a few seconds, because you have super trained your brain how to do the exercises. So you just, you know, you just tell the body to, like that, do it. Mm-hmm. And it happens really fast. So there's like three stages on how you apply the program. First, you learn how to do the exercises to teach the brain. Then you use the mental allegro, just watching it a couple of times a day for maybe a few weeks or months, whatever. And then you have the third phase when it happens automatically just by you initiating it. Now I'm going to start. And then, you know, it goes really, really fast. And you do this every day, mm-hmm. you know, incorporate it into your nightly routine when you go to bed at night, because that is another benefit. People are improving their sleep patterns because these exercises are putting your brain in the alpha and delta, theta, the modes that are helping you fall asleep. So mm-hmm. after a few minutes having done the exercises, your brain is also so calm and it wants to go to sleep. So it's really beneficial to do these exercises at night. And when you've done gone through the three stages, it goes so quickly. But do them every day. Don't forget, do them every day.
Do them every day. And I love the automatic part, that third phase where, because you can command it, that's the power of the subconscious. Mm. The subconscious gets that, and that's really what we're working here on. And then being able to change your brain waves because of these exercises to allow you to go to sleep and be relaxed. That is beautiful. Very effective. Very, very cool. Yes. All right. So that is a great program that people can access. And I want to talk about something else that's new. You've got a 21-day remote healing. That is something that is so affordable. So tell us about this, because that's interesting.
Yes. And it's really, really popular. It's actually a retail price for $290. But as usual, we want to reach as many as possible. So it's only $47. And you will get from Boris a 21-day remote healing called Radically Increasing Your Joy and Happiness Levels. And this will be sent by Boris for 20 minutes every day for 21 days. And it's starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow. Okay. Yes. So each day they get a 20-minute remote.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. At 11 p.m. Central European Time. I will send them an email about this if they're interested in this option. That's option two. And then you will understand that you don't have to do anything. You can sit and actually sense the transmission if you'd like at 11 p.m. Central European Time. But if you don't, that's fine. You will still receive this transmission. And it's really beneficial because I think, you know, the frequency of joy and happiness is really important today. There's so much stuff going on. And if we can have that higher frequency helping us in our auric field, I think that it's quite lovely. And it's a very, very popular option. So that's option two. Did we mention the price for option one, the full course? I don't think we did.
It is $215, everyone. That is beautiful for learning beautiful techniques. Thank you for that. That's a good price.
Yeah. So we have option one and option two. And for option three, we thought we would add to the course, we would add a 30-minute personal healing session with Boris.
And
one-on-one. And Boris will then go through your entire body. He will energize your cells. He will send the cells correct information. He will stabilize your chakras and your nervous system, hormone system, your brain. So it's you will feel the energy really changing in your body. And he has a interpreter with him in case you would like to ask questions. So that's option three. It is the course and a 30-minute personal healing session with Boris for only $365. So we have also option four, which includes the previous three options, and so you get option one, two, three with option four. If I'm if I'm mm-hmm. making any sense. So if you want the course, if you want the 21-day live, and if you want the personal session with Boris, that is option four for $412. So you have four different options: the course, the 21-day live, the course plus a personal healing, or all of it.
Or everything. Yes. Beautiful. Yeah, Boris Aronovich and his beautiful new program is available for everyone. Again, that special offer button will get you there. You can learn more about the modules that are there and the live healing, the remote live healing, and that one-on-one session with Boris. Wow, thank you so much for this, Annette and
sure,
Boris.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We also wanted to give your listeners some really, really juicy bonuses. Should I just briefly mention them?
Yes, please do.
Yeah. So for the course, you will get the bonus called the cardiovascular module from the 10 Practical Steps to Rejuvenation. It's another program we have, but this is a very important module. It teaches you the most important things you can do for your blood and your heart, for your cardiovascular system. And you get an MP4 with this option one. And for the third option and the fourth option, you get the same cardiovascular module, but you get something absolutely new. We created a MP4, a video called Intermittent Fasting. And this uh-huh. is quite exceptional because, you know, whatever we promote or talk about has already been tested by Boris himself on himself, you know, mm-hmm. measured. He measures everything. So also this intermittent fasting he has done on himself, and he has some astonishing results on this. So when we mentioned the health school for a longer life, we talked about how it helps the body to detox on a continuous basis. But in order to cleanse inside the cells, because this takes longer, intermittent fasting can be a very great help because it's a marvelous addition to the mythology of the health school because it initiates cleansing and detoxing inside the cells. And this mm-hmm. is a scientifically proven process called autophagy. And this process was actually also given the Nobel Prize. So it is a process where okay. the body itself, you know, initiates a destruction of toxins and harmful substances. So it's a very interesting process, but it happens when you do the intermittent fasting. And this video explains how you can do intermittent fasting in a very kind and easy way, and it offers you three different options of intermittent fasting and teaches you how you can do this without even getting hungry. Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting bonus, and we created this particularly for this program. So, you know, it's a wonderful, yeah, it's a great video. And of course, to all the options, you have access to our private Facebook group where you can ask questions, and customer support is so important to us. So we always try and ask your questions the same or the following day. So always know that, you know, we're here for you, and mm-hmm. we will help you with any questions.
Yes, and you're in Sweden, so if people don't get a message right away, just note that the time difference, you are very good at your customer service and you get back to people right away. So the intermittent fasting, mm-hmm. isn't that amazing? Would you say it's as simple as cutting out breakfast? Or different?
You know what? There are different ways of doing it, depending on where you're at and what you want to achieve. Boris is, of course, doing the toughest version.
Which is that?
which is rigid. boy, is rigid. Not, well, to him, nothing is rigid. But it's very, very effective, because you will be losing weight easily. You are not getting hungry. You're teaching your body how to detox very, very efficiently, which also helps your body to absorb micronutrients much better. Yeah. Because, you know, many people today, they lack calcium, they lack magnesium. And usually it's not because they are not adding enough of those minerals. It's because the body's not able to absorb them. So this kind of fasting actually helps the body to absorb minerals and substances much, much better. And he has proof on this. He measures everything, you know. So, and I actually tried this too. I usually don't eat breakfast, and I'm not, you know, I don't have a sweet tooth like that, but I do like a bit of, you know, piece of dark chocolate after dinner. So I usually don't eat, you know, for about 14, 15 hours. So the kindest way then is not to eat within 16 hours. So I did that for 2 days, and I struggled to eat my chocolate. I totally, completely lost cravings for my chocolate.
Interesting. So all you did was... Okay, so you were normally 14 hours apart, and so then you just took 2 more hours.
Exactly.
Right? That was stopping the eating at the evening.
Yes.
And that was like...
It was hilarious. I didn't believe it. It was like I had to force myself to eat the chocolate just to make sure I still liked it, you know? But So it's very interesting. It's not difficult. It's not difficult to do because you have different options how to do it. And the boys also teaches you how what to eat in order not to get hungry. So I didn't change my diet, but you can if you want to. So he will talk about all these things in the video. So it's a very interesting video, which you get with option 3 and option 4.
Thank you for that. Beautiful. Bonuses there, and just really good research that he's used in his own life and now is sharing with everyone. Again, it is backed by his science. He does a lot of that research, and it's just beautiful to offer that as the effectiveness of it, and it shows us how important it is. And really what I love is that we can do this without drugs. We can do this with our visualization, with our breath, with our energy, emotions. It's so beautiful. Thank you again.
Wow, thank you, Lauren. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to spread the message of empowerment in this way. Thank you so much.
Yes, and again, I want to say a personal session one-on-one with Boris. We have not offered that yet before, and so that is something special on its own. Would you like to add anything else? I mean, you did mention that Boris will scan someone's body, and he knows what frequencies to send. That's amazing.
Yeah, so he will scan your body. He will find your weaknesses. He will send energy to your chakras to align and strengthen them. He will send information to all your cells. He will send healthy information to your cells. Everything we do, everything he does is to strengthen the body so the body can do the healing and rejuvenation on its own. I said that so many times, but that's true also for this personal healing session. So he will energize the body and he will strengthen the body on an energetic level. And at the end, you can always ask questions. If you have a certain issue, he can send a special energy for that issue also. He's very skilled at sending information. So he's sending, you know, healthy information. And, he's also a bioenergy healer. So he has many modalities, but he has his own way of doing this, and it's very powerful. His energy is very strong. I mean, if you would meet Boris face to face, you would sense that his energy is that of a teenager almost. You know, he's 74. His biological age is 43. So you sense the power of his energy. And his personal healing sessions are wonderful. They really are. Very effective.
Well, sign up for that then if you are called, because that is a pretty unique offering from Boris Aronovich to work with you one-on-one and also work with the health school for a longer life. Again, these techniques will change your brain, rewire your brain for health and success, and give you some skills that truly help you reclaim your health in a time where we can see what's going on in the medical field, in the Western medical field. This is something that helps us bridge back to our own health and take steps that are tangible, as we've seen from people you've helped and from Boris's life in his own. We thank you for this, and beautiful teachings available for everyone to access. This is true empowerment. So go ahead and sign up for that, and you will be included in the remote healing if you go for that option as well. Again, that's such a simple, beautiful introduction, just that remote healing session for 21 days where, like you said, you can center and be quiet at the time of transmission. But isn't it beautiful that no matter where we are on the planet, this is almost where it goes quantum. It's almost like a fax machine. Like Boris is a fax machine, and he's faxing the frequencies.
I love that. Oh, I'm going to call him our faxing boss. Yes. Oh,
frequency
so good.
Faxer.
Frequency faxer. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Boris,
if he wants to maybe say something at the end. Boris, will you say anything to Sluta?
Jo, jag vill säga att vår hälsa, speciellt efter 40 år, behöver regelbundet sköldkörtel, regelbundet. Och det är precis hälsoskola hjälper att på kort tid regelbundet sköta sin kropp, förbättra all cirkulation och ta bort stagnationer. So
thank you. Yeah, so what he says is really important is that after the age of 40, you really, really have to take some healthy actions with your body. And the health school is particularly good for people from 40 and older, because it really helps you take care of your body in the way the body needs help. It helps you rewire your brain. It helps you get the flow back in the fluids, because after 40 years of age, stagnations really start occurring a lot more. So it is a very, very good program if you are 40 or older. Of course, you can use it on young people too. But as stagnations begin to occur a lot after the age of 40, it's crucial that you take some action.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Again, this is empowering, and this is action that we can take based on the wisdom of Boris and his decades of research, and again, in his own life, and in your life too, Annette, you use these systems, and you can attest to them as well, and we just want to thank you guys for sharing, again, this beautiful wisdom that you're offering everyone. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
So, thank you, Boris, and thank you, Annette. And Annette, as we say goodbye, is there anything that you'd like to say that you might not have gotten to about this beautiful program?
I think I covered most parts, but I'd just like to emphasize how important repetition is. That do the exercises every day, because the brain needs repetition in order to change the patterns. So don't forget to do them every day, and you will learn how to do them faster and faster and faster. But incorporate them into a routine before you go to bed every night. And don't forget, every day. So repetition, that would be my final advice.
Repetition. Yay. Yes, beautiful. Well, this is a beautiful practice that we can all do. And again, it's just so, it's just a short thing that eventually becomes automatic. Like Boris said, it takes him seconds to run this, and he sets it. That's the power of the subconscious in controlling and reclaiming your health. Boris Aronovich and Annette Graukub, thank you, thank you, thank you for this quantum conversation.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. All right. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Quantum Conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the Cosmic Heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts, as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love. Access all Quantum Conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting acoustichealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe, music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at acoustichealth.com. Namaste.